often get DMs, guys, from listeners, and they put up some stories and say, this maybe you should talk about this. And I found one yesterday from a girl called Jessica, and she sent me a message saying, John Dunn is my 5 times great uncle. My nana years ago found a letter he wrote in prison to his mum in an old Bible that had been passed down through the generations. My nana kept it a secret for years, because she was so ashamed. But it's easily the coolest part of her history. This is what Jessica said.
John Dunn is a figure in history.
Yeah, well, I think they're bush rangers back in the day. His mum's last name was Kelly, and I think I heard once that he was Ned Kelly's cousin. So I don't know if it's true, but I always tell people I'm related to Ned Kelly. Feel free to use. And I thought, wow, family secrets. Yeah. Like, Nana kept that away from her because they're like, she was so ashamed that her relative was in jail. But now it's been passed down, and Jess thinks it's cool.
That's a great, Jess needs to stay in touch with us with some great topics. In fact, we've gone as far as making a jingle for Family Secrets. Thank you, Jess. We are Family Secrets. So the lines are open, 13, 10, 60. That started fun and got quite chilling
at the end
there.
Yeah, yeah. Did it.
13, 10, 60. Call us with your family secrets. So that's a good one. That's almost a brag, isn't
it,
really?
Yeah, that's a get around the campfire and tell everyone I'm related to Ned Kelly.
That's great.
Yeah, that is. Well,
my uncle,
get in queue. I bet you've both got family secrets.
Yeah, my grandfather. So many. Great, great, great grandfather with the horses. He would have known Ned for sure.
Okay, definitely. Steal them. That's not verified.
Well, my family doesn't even really come from Australia. I'm a second generation Australian, but my maternal grandmother, my mum, and her sister found out only about 20 years ago that from her eldest child of 8, he said that when the men would go off, when they'd go off to war, you know, the women would have to do all the things like cook or clean or sew or do the jobs to keep the money coming in.
Yeah.
Well, my grandmother couldn't really do any of those things. So Uncle Ken said he just remembers every hour or so different man coming to the house.
Whoa. A lady of the night.
And a lady of the day. My auntie was mortified and kept saying to my mum, stop repeating it. And me and mum are going, go Nan.
Yay. Family. That one is definitely...
Some secrets should be left under lock and key.
I don't think so. I think that is the oldest profession, and she fed her children, and she should be proud.
Yes. The oldest profession.
Well, it's the oldest profession in the world.
I mean, it is what it is. But the point is, she kept it from everyone. It certainly fits the topic.
Yeah. Yep.
Your secret got blown.
What?
Your grandfather jumped ship.
Well, no, that was an armistice was declared in the late 70s, and my grandfather was legally here.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. What are you, border security? Anyway.
Well, mate, if border security was around then, you wouldn't be here.
13 10 60. Wow. 13 10 60. What's your family secret? We will come back to your calls. Evie's is going to be quite hard to beat.
I want some real juicy stuff. No one knows.
13 10 60 is the number. 101.9. The Fox. Time for. Family Secrets. Evie revealed what you dropped something of a bombshell on us in our family secrets topic. Evie, if you could say it in a nice lovely family friendly way.
My nana was a lady of the night.
There we go. 13 10 60 is the number.
And I couldn't be prouder.
Okay, we've got a caller here, Feb, with another family secret. Mm,
Trinity from Mill Grove. Tell us your family secret.
Hi. So, yeah, I actually found out a couple of years ago that my great-great-great-grandfather was one of Hitler's right-hand men.
Wow.
That's a big one.
That's massive. That's...
Wow.
Okay.
How did that go down around the dinner table at Christmas?
No, yeah, not so well. We don't talk about it too much.
No,
just ring up the radio and talk about it.
That's amazing.
I loved it. That's what I want.
Yeah, these are deep secrets.
Rebecca from Berwick. Good morning. Hello. What is your family secret under lock and key?
Yes, we've been using, just like you guys did your DNA, we've been using DNA to find out family history, and my husband was like, yeah, I'll do it. This will be fun. And he was always told he never had any relatives in Australia, and we found out his great-great-grandfather had 3 women on the go and up to 29 children.
Whoa!
That's big.
And he also found a secret half-sister.
Wow. There we go. Wow, that's a little kicker at the end there.
There's so many secrets.
That's unbelievable. He was a bit of a player, Fev.
We could do a TV show about this.
Yeah, we could.
We should. We'll keep all the numbers and work on that.
101.9 The Fox.
Evie Jones last night on The Celebrity Chase. She did an outstanding job raising $22,000 for charity and just impressed everybody with her intelligence last night on Channel 7.
Which actor was pelted with oranges when he played guitar on stage at Glastonbury? A. Brad Pitt. B. Keanu Reeves. C. Anthony Hopkins. You say Keanu Reeves.
Nananu.
Correct answer is... Well done.
Well played. Now, Fev, from a distance, everybody here very supportive as Evie's friend.
From a distance.
You're just happy to see your friends succeed. And I think everyone on the team was like, Evie, we're so proud of you. You're smart. You did well. You were very funny.
Yeah, looked good.
But there was one member of the team who, there's obviously some jealousy there.
Yes.
It's awkward.
Leon Shergren. Now, this has been built up. You've got Rocky Apollo. You've got George Foreman, Lee Rumble in the Jungle. You've got Hackett, Thorpe, Carlton, Collingwood. Now we have Jones Shergren taking it on the Fox.
All right, now, but just a little bit of background. Why have you got such a... Why do you think you're smarter than a what? There's a weird rivalry you've got. Are you insecure?
You started
What's wrong
that
with
out
you?
Of nothing.
No, I feel like you've just been a little bit cocky about the questions, and I'm pretty good at trivia.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than? Fev's right. He's hyped that up well.
Now, the loser of this Are You Smarter Than?
Fev, can you put the questions down? I don't want to see them.
Jones v. Shergren. Shergren has to walk Evie Jones's dogs.
For the day.
And Jones has to pump up on your social media, which probably costs a bit of money to post on you've got a lot of followers.
Yep.
Got to pump up DJ Shergren at the Lame Duck on a Saturday night.
Yeah, that's what you have to do, and you've agreed to that.
I have. All right,
so I'll supply the photos and the text for you.
Okay.
So you can't
confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I will post it.
Will it be story post and an actual feed post as well? Would you like a feed post?
Yeah, absolutely a feed post.
Just locking
that
in.
All right, and Are You Smarter Than? Usually three questions. This is best of five.
Best of five.
All right, we've made it longer. Interesting choice.
My stomach just got nervous.
This is the format that we do at 20 past six, by the way. If you're not familiar with it, it's a fun quiz show format. All right, Fev, I'll let you
take
it away.
All right, here we go, guys. Good luck. Which much-loved sitcom character was first known as Kessler in the show's pilot episode?
What? Which much-loved...
sitcom character was first known as Kessler in the show's pilot episode?
We'll give you a clue. The show was Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Kramer
is correct.
This isn't general knowledge. This is bull.
Oh, wow. That's only the first question.
All right, that's the first question. Question two. You get this, Evie. You're up and about. All right. What is the capital city of Denmark?
Copenhagen.
Wow.
Leon is back.
I don't know geography.
Neither do I.
There's probably been a festival in Copenhagen at some point.
Oh, Leon. I was going to say Reykjavik.
Question.
How'd you go last night, by the way?
Really good. I got $22,000 for my charity.
Yeah, there's other people helping you, though. So.
Whoa! Jeez. Including Lawrence Mooney, who admittedly is pretty smart.
Very smart.
And Abby Jelmy is very smart, too.
Yeah, and Peter
All right,
Rose
question
song.
Three, guys. This is a big question.
Oh, I don't want to walk those dogs.
Which American actor provides the voice for the character Shrek in Lord Farquaad?
Mike Myers.
No.
Oh. The character in Shrek, Lord Farquaad. He's the voice of Lord Farquaad.
Hang on.
Fev read it incorrectly.
You read it incorrectly.
I said which American actor...
Just cancel it.
...provides the voice for the character in Shrek, Lord Farquaad?
Yeah, he did say that. And I don't know.
It's John Lithgow.
But
you said the question wrong.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, welcome to my world.
Yes. That's what happens sometimes.
Right. Casey, don't make it harder.
Fev, I'm so sorry, but you did read the question wrong. I reckon we need to move on, go to the next question.
That's what I said about a minute ago.
All right. Well, we both...
one asked for your input.
Well, I did, because it's fair.
Bad luck, so it's 1-1. Other than the West Coast Eagles, which AFL team is based in Western Australia?
Fremantle.
The name of the team, please.
Dockers. Fremantle yep. Dockers.
We give it to Leon because he said Dockers.
I said Fremantle first as well.
No, oh, Fremantle.
Okay.
Look at you. Have a listen to the audio.
You said
have
free.
A listen to the audio.
You said free and I went Fremantle in the middle
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, but if you start
yeah,
the question.
Start the question. Yeah.
So right, I won
you,
the
you
point.
Need, yeah, you need this.
You get it. You, I don't know that.
Right. Where are we even up to? I'll tell you what the audience is lost.
2-1. I'm winning.
No, they're not. They're in. Mate, you've got to think. If I was listening to this and I'm a man of the people, I'd be glued to the radio.
So Evie has to get this to stay in it. Is that
right? That's right.
If Leon gets this right, Evie is going to be promoting his DJ set on all platforms of her social media at the Lame Duck Fitzroy.
Leon is a dollar at the moment.
A dollar yes. I won favourite?
No, dollar.
A dollar. Money back.
I don't all know right. what that means.
Which artist wrote the song Little Things performed by One Direction?
Ollie Murs.
No,
it's not Ollie Murs.
Man, that doesn't work. Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Leon wins.
I win anyway. Yeah. Yes! Default!
You won like me! This you win like me!
Brilliant track.
Thank you. So happy.
Look how happy he is.
We look forward
happy at that win.
To Evie Jones promoting Leon's DJ career on her many social media platforms. She has a huge Instagram. Leon is going to get a lot of traction for the Lame Duck. This Saturday, the Lame Duck is going to be the biggest Saturday of all time.
Woo! Me and Angie will be there.
Oh, Angie, the Bachelorette's going to be there now. Yes.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
If you are watching The Bachelor on 10, it's like everybody watching knows that this Abby is a game player. And Abby has claimed her next victim, and that victim is Sogand.
She thinks it's Survivor.
Oh, it's unbelievable. She's in the wrong show. Anyway, this was Sogand last night. She did not receive a rose from our good mate, Maddie.
Matt's getting played, and the poor guy, he has no idea. This is all a sick game to her.
Oh, Sagan is on the line, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, where did your hatred for Abby, where'd that stem from? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, your hatred for Abby. Where does it come from, Sagan? It's clear you don't like her and no one likes her, really, except for Matt the Bachelor.
Look, I don't hate Abby. It's just, you know, we've got disagreement, I guess it's a dishonesty issue, but we definitely worked it out in the house. We had some issues that I guess made it on air, but you know, the times that we did work it out, it was civil, wasn't shown. So yeah, we were good at times.
It looked to me like all you did was talk about Abby and you focused so much on Abby. Was that just cut that way, or did you just really focus on Abby?
No, it was definitely, you know, it wasn't everything. I would say that was probably 20% of my experience. I did say certain things, but obviously, you know, it wasn't, yeah, it definitely wasn't all that it was.
Yeah, the show made it look like you're just obsessed with Abby this the whole time.
Now, with seven
definitely,
people.
Not obsessed.
Okay. Now, with last night, there was obviously seven people left before you went out. You only got one date with Matt. Do you think that's fair?
No, I don't think so. But at the same time, I didn't really play it right, I would say. I wanted it to be fair. I wanted him to have time with every girl. But I guess that's not how you play on The Bachelor.
No, that's not how you play. But you did get a sneaky little pass. Is he a good kisser?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I think it was the first date and the first kiss I sort of did. It did feel a little bit off, but I think he got that over time.
There's our headline. Thank
there
you, Sagan.
Thank you.
Matt is a lousy kisser. We appreciate good luck finding love. We appreciate your time. And we will be watching The Bachelor because we are completely hooked on this show tonight. 7:30.
Imagine being known as a bad pasher.
On 10.
Oh, yuck.
Thanks for that, Sagan. Bye.
Thank
bye,
Sagan.
Bye.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Yeah, there's a pie that's been blessed by the Pope.
Oh,
and I love the pie's name. Like, the pie shop is called Jester's.
I'm just playing an organ in the background.
I love
and that's distracted.
One of my best mates who I lived with used to have a place on Bay Street called Jester's Pies.
Oh, it's a franchise, right. Yeah, well, this one is owned by a couple, and they decided that their Italian pie, which is called Meatballius Maximus. They wanted to see if it could get blessed. They went to their local parish and filled out the form online to go to the Vatican, did all the things that you're supposed to do, and they got They got it blessed.
They actually got it blessed?
It's blessed.
The actual Pope.
To this day, they still don't know why the Vatican decided to give the Pie an official blessing. Wow. But here we are. So that they, I just think it's amazing that, what I want to know though.
I think you'd have better things to
is
bless.
It that? Yeah,
you imagine other things that could be blessed.
Well, it probably takes a second to bless something.
Right. Yeah.
Do they have to get the pie over there to bless it?
Yeah. You'd have to eat it, surely. You'd have to endorse it. He's endorsing a pie.
So what I want to know, is that one pie blessed and that's it, or is the rest of the pies blessed?
That's a very fair question.
They're all blessed.
Can they use the Pope's image in all marketing?
Well, yeah, they've received a gold embossed certificate to prove it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put it up on our...
Once you get one of the gold embossed certificates, that's...
Then you're on.
It's got his head on it. It's pretty pretty.
Okay. So that is a Pope-blessed pie, and it's only available in West Australia at one place, so That's a long trip for a pie, but
speaking about pies in one place, I used to live in God's country, so I think they've stolen my idea. God's
Central
country, Yarrawonga.
Oh, right.
God's country.
No, not the New South Wales Central Coast.
And the Yarrawonga Bakery down on Belmore Street in God's country had a fev pie.
What was in that?
Filled with beautiful, luscious pastry, filled with curry chicken. Tasted awful.
Are you serious?
That sounds vomiting.
Yeah. So they
I had to do a live read about it.
Yeah, there was a commercial.
There was a commercial for it. Don't know if we can find
the fev pie. Yeah, Leon, can we have a look for the fev pie?
Head down to Yarrawonga Bakery, Belmore Street, Yarrawonga, to have a fev's beautiful, delicious chicken curry pie.
Wow. Well,
you all really right. didn't have anything to do with the ingredients, did you?
No. When they made it up.
Did you eat it?
Huh? Did I eat it?
You wouldn't be able to eat it.
Nah, they said, can you, I'll give you I think.
As many as you want.
No, they rang me up and said, we made a pie after you. Would you like to do a live read? I think it was for SEN and the local hit. I think it was hit.
Right,
the
hit FM.
And I said, yeah, I didn't have a job. I was like, woohoo, gave me $1,000. I was like,
yes! All right. Or maybe
pie tasted like crap.
Okay, if you've had a fev pie, maybe you're a former Yarrawonga resident, or you just happen to be in town, or maybe you're streaming us from Yarrawonga.
Maybe you're still a Yarrawonga resident.
Have you eaten a fev pie? And Leon, if we can find...
Have we got one?
If you can find the commercial as well, it'd be great.
I've actually already been in touch with the old radio station and can't find it, but we're digging. We're looking.
We're digging. Okay, good stuff.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we mentioned this, that there's a new app. Think of that aging one that everyone was doing. It was big for like a week and then everyone got sick of it, but you made your face look older. That was a fun one. There's a sort of a bit of a twist on that one, Fev.
Yeah, Pretty Scale app. We all hit it up yesterday and we all put our heads on the app called Pretty Scale app, and you got to put your face, you just put a picture up, take a photo like a selfie, and then you got to put all the different dynamics of your face, and you got to put the eyes in, little arrows, and then it tells you how pretty you are. So we all did it, and we all did funny photos. You had your glasses on.
It's quite confronting, though, isn't it? It's an app that effectively tells you whether or not you're good looking.
You're good looking, yeah.
So it's basically should be called, do you hate yourself? We'll make you.
And we all did it, and I did a stupid face where I had my tooth out and I was like scrunching it up, and rated it 74%. Said I was pretty good looking.
I got 55%.
You got 55%, but you had your big red glasses on, so it was a good photo, funny.
No, but you know what? It did say to me, you're not bad.
You're not bad.
It wasn't a good
one.
Can we
focus on some of the things it said to Evie? I mean, because it points out your poor face symmetry.
Yeah, do you want to focus on that, though?
To anyone?
Yeah, well, Will, our digital guy, he won. He was a clubhouse leader. He was on 81%. He was let everyone know about it too.
Oh, he loved it.
Clubhouse leader, baby.
Because some of the other ones that you get, you are good looking. You get, I got, you're not bad. But Will got, you are pretty.
Well, you're pretty was Will. Okay.
And there was an interesting photo put up by one Gregory Byron Cook. Byron Preferred and Middle.
Thanks for the reset.
He found a photo of himself, so he didn't take a selfie like we all did.
Well, you can get one from a gallery. You just hit from gallery.
He went to the best looking photo he's ever seen of himself.
Oh, that's such crap.
It's filtered.
It was just one of the ones in the gallery.
No. You went in and thought, where do I look the best at?
Okay, maybe.
Yes. And it was all filtered, and you had your little cheesy grin on, and you're shining. Your beard was dyed perfectly. And he still didn't beat me. He was 73%.
I was 1% short.
1%. And I couldn't have looked worse.
Yeah, all right. No, fair enough. Good fun.
Why don't you just do a normal selfie?
Play the game yourself.
You
what's the app called again? Because everyone should play it.
Pretty Scale app.
Well, now, we've posted all the images of ourselves at our Instagram. So have a look at it. Fifi Fev Byron. You'll see Fev's picture. How did you get 74%? And you know what it said about Fev's chin? It said Fev's chin is small.
Yeah, that's
well, that
a
app's
lie.
Faulty.
Hey, very whoa. Faulty.
Don't pick on the fat chin.
Oh, it's not fat.
No, it is. It's got no bone.
It's enormous.
It's just fat. It's called fat pads.
Well, can we pick on it then?
No, I'm going to get it lipoed.
Anyway, it's the Fox at 5 minutes
away. What about the skin?
Gone. 101.9 The Fox. 2 days ago, guys, I witnessed a little bit of road rage involving a cyclist and a motor vehicle. Mm. And we're turning onto to South Road off Beach Road, and there's a train line, and you go across, and a car clipped this bike rider.
Oh.
And I was like, geez. Anyway, we've driven up, and I'm behind this guy in the car. We've stopped at the red light, and the bike rider's come zooming up, turned around, got in front of the car, and just went nuts to his own right. Like, he got hit, and the guy just drove off, like hit him and drove off. So I thought straight away, content. I got my, because we stopped at a red light, and I'm behind the driver, and I got the phone out just in case something boiled over. Like, so I've got it on, because I didn't know that the guy had a camera on his head or anything, because he did get hit, and I was worried about him. But he was obviously very upset that the guy had driven off, and I got the phone out, and here's a little bit of what happened.
Over there, with the lights straight. Don't look like that, mate. You hit me with your car. You drove off. I'm on camera. The guy behind you is on camera. All right? You drive off, and I'll find you.
That was me with the camera behind.
This video's chilling because he's pointing at Fev's phone going, the guy behind you's also got a camera, and he's swearing and he's angry.
And then turning on the other side was my mate Jason Cripps, and he ran down his window and goes, sort it out, Fev, and that's on. That's also on the footage. And I'm like, oh, that. Anyway, they pulled over to the side, so I got out of the car and filmed it just in case something happened, and I didn't want to get involved because he was pretty heated, but his name was Willis. I said, what you talking about, Willis? Nah, didn't say that. He come up, shook my hand and said, I'm okay. You know, we're alive, which is good. But the other guy was like, oh, I don't have a lot, making up all these different excuses. But he had a camera. We got his number plate. Oh, but I'd never witnessed anything like that before. No. So I thought to myself, because I when I drove off, I was like, oh, I remember Leon Sjogren. He's been very prominent today. Yeah. He filmed a fire. I think it was last year, and tweeted it. And then the news rang him and said, can you take that down off your Twitter feed? We'll give you $200 and we'll get the exclusive. And then Leon did an interview on the news.
Really?
You won $200.
Everyone was safe, by the way.
Great. No, thank you. Good.
Leon,
important to make that
did you
point.
Did start that fire?
Okay, no, look, no, but Leon, did you get paid?
Yeah, absolutely got paid, $200.
This might be a whole area we could take the phones.
Yeah.
131060. If you've actually filmed footage for the news and the news has used it, tell us what you got. Fair, almost. I mean, if that fortunately the news didn't need it because that your angry cyclist had all worked out.
They might need it now. We put it up on Instagram.
Yeah, maybe. And can I just say, before you start filming anything, maybe call the police. That you know, in London, they've the London Fire Brigade has politely urged people to call 999 over there.
Yeah, but that's
below.
With a fire, because a fire can burn for a while.
Well, Leon was filming the fire.
But this is an incident where it can boil over in seconds. So if I've caught it on camera,
absolutely.
By the time the police get there, and they get there pretty quick because they do a great job, but I needed to get the footage first.
Fair enough. I mean, it is a valid point.
I'm just making that point that not that particular one, but if you do see something, don't always assume that the fire brigade are coming.
Yeah. Or film and like put on speaker and call.
Well, that's a good idea.
Just call emergency first, then film if you must. 131060. We've already got some calls coming through. Maybe dash cam. Maybe you've got one of those dash cams.
Dash cam. Because you always have two phones on you.
A Current Affair loves a bit of dash cam footage, don't they?
Don't they?
Okay, they're forked out for some dash cam footage. 131060. We'll see how we go on the phones here at The Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox. I wouldn't mind playing back that footage you got, Fev, again, because Fev...
Feel free, $200.
We're not paying you for it, Fev, but look, 131060, Fifi, Fev and Byron, we are talking about when you film something, you see it in front of you and something's playing out, and many sell this back to the news, and sometimes the news uses this first-hand footage, Fev. So where were you? We'll play it back
I was
again.
On South Road, and I wasn't thinking news. I was thinking radio content. But our producer, the little helper, he actually filmed a fire last year and put it out on Twitter. And he was like, whoa. And then the news rang him and said, DM'd him on Twitter and said, mate, can you take that down? We'll give you $200 so we can use it exclusive. So we thought 131060, call up if you've got some audio or footage for the news. But this happened.
Yeah, Leon got paid for his footage. Fev didn't get paid for this, but it was an angry cyclist in Brighton.
He got clipped. So fair enough he was angry. He, lucky he's still, he, everything's good. He's fine. Right.
Here we go. Now, the guy behind you he's referring to was Fev.
That's me.
He's just looking at Fev.
And then I just waved with my left hand. I was like, hi.
Yeah.
Don't worry, bro. I've got you. But, yeah, it was very angry, which he should, which he had every right to because he got clipped by a car and he drove off. So it all sorted out, which was great.
If he bashed into the car, maybe broke a windscreen or something, that's then on the news and you could have been paid a couple of $100.
Thousands. Romy from Pascavale, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What did you film for the news?
So a few years ago, I was sitting at on the Maribyrnong River. Is it Boathouse?
Yeah.
If I can say that. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, remember how they found that arm in the river?
That's
okay.
Right.
Just little ears warning here. Okay, so we found an arm.
Appendage.
Yeah, right.
Yes, an appendage. They started finding it bit by bit, but I was there when they found the first appendage.
Oh, dear.
Wow. And all detectives and police officers started coming down to the river, and I started filming. And I actually managed to get them pulling it out of the river and putting it onto my deck.
Graphic.
Wow. So, me being me after a couple of wines, I called. I'm like, I'm going to make some money out of this.
Yep.
So, I call Channel 7 and I go, I've got some footage I'm sure you'll want. Why don't you meet me at the boathouse and I'll show you? And they're like, okay. So, they came and they said, we'll give you $250. I'm like, I want 1,000.
Bidding war. Yes.
Wow. Right. Well, you're in Bali.
She had a few wines, remember?
I had a couple of wines. This is ridiculous.
Did you get
They weren't gonna budge. So I'm like, I'm calling Channel 9.
Yep.
So Channel 9 comes down.
Yep.
And I speak to somebody. They wouldn't go to 1,000, but I got 500.
Good.
So
you're
applauding this.
You should run a business now.
It's an arm.
Entrepreneur. Quite different than Alice.
Okay. Mommy, the entrepreneur from Pascavale.
Well, she's sort of one. It's had a couple of wines and there's an arm.
No, an appendage.
131060 is the number here at the Fox. Thank you so much for that.
Where was the rest of the body?
Okay, Fev, let's not, again, the detail.
No, I'm
his
curious
eye
now.
Went that way and his other eye went that way.
That's his leg.
No, we are not joking about this. Please.
No, we're not.
After this, guys, we can't. Thank you for your calls, by the way, on that. We'll leave that topic where it is for obvious reasons. 1019, the Fox. Call us anytime. Our number is 131060.
Now, tonight, guys, Powerball. $80 million, Evie Jones, is up for grabs.
Have you got Powerball tickets for tonight?
No. I've been waiting, and I've been waiting for this moment because I have probably the luckiest friends in the world, Kai and Pete Cook.
Are these the people that helped you win things?
Yes. They win all sorts of things. We've got Kai on the phone. Good morning, Kai.
Good morning.
Hello.
Tell us all why are you so lucky?
I think it is just pure luck. We've won the Tats Lotto. We won Tats Lotto this year.
A couple of times.
In the $20 million draw. Which, we were in with 10 people, all our work people. But it was all
two
good.
Each.
And you won it twice, didn't you? Didn't you win it? Didn't you double up?
Yeah. Our friend, one of the guys that were in it, he doubled up.
Yeah.
But and then we've won. I put a mystery bet on Oaks Day last year because my numbers weren't coming up. And I won $25,000 on a trifecta, a mystery trifecta.
What?
Yeah. And what else? You've won other things too, haven't you? You just win everything. You've won a couple of mystery bets, haven't you?
Well, we made you win last week.
Oh, yeah. And because I went to a poker tournament with the Hashem Group last Thursday night, and Pete and Kai
came. You had a lucky charm.
And they're like, you're going to win. And I got to the final table, and Pete, Kai's husband, said to me, you're going to get quad fours. Like, you're going to get four queens.
Right.
Four queens, sorry. And I got four queens next hand, and he was rubbing my back, and I was rubbing his tummy. You know, like when you rub like a Buddha.
Like Buddha.
And we literally won the car, didn't we?
We did.
So everything that Kai and her partner touch, Peter, turns to gold.
Yes.
So with that in mind, we thought, whilst we can't guarantee tonight's Powerball numbers, if we all get on your numbers, we could all win Powerball. There's 80 million. There's plenty to be shared.
All just share.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Now, you said you've been sitting out the back think about your numbers because you think you're going to win, don't you?
No, I do. I went swimming this morning, came back, and I'm like in my head, I'm going to win 80 mil tonight.
So before you say the numbers, should we share these on our socials? Then everyone will win.
No, we're a show of the people, and we want everyone to win.
Okay.
And it's $80 million. It doesn't matter how many people win, because these are going to be the numbers. Kai.
These are going to be the numbers.
Right, Kai from Dingley.
Write them down.
Quickly, you go with birthdays, family birthdays.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always do that.
And you throw in number 8 because it means wealth in the Chinese.
Well, just hang on a minute. Just give us the winning numbers. Hang on. Let's just give you the psychic music. The winning numbers, please, for tonight's Powerball in order. And we'll also put these up on our Insta story so that everyone in Melbourne wins Powerball.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Number 4.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8.
Yep.
23.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good number.
25.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
30.
Yep.
And you got to throw a high one in, 44.
Yep. Oh, yep.
And you can either do a power hit or number 9.
Power hit or 9?
I don't know what a power hit is.
A power hit is means you're guaranteed the Powerball,
yeah?
Yeah. Okay. There we go. So the numbers are 4, 7, 8, 23, 25, 30, 44. And get a power hit. Or if you just want to go out and just think, oh, she's got it, number 9 for
number
the Powerball.
Well, I mean, no other show is doing that for you, Melbourne. You're welcome. There are the Powerball numbers. Now, we can't absolutely guarantee T's and C's apply, but we are very confident that that will win you $80 million.
Kai, you're a man, you're a lady of the people, and if everyone wins that $80 million, wow.
Yeah. We'll go and have a big party.
Yay!
101.9 The Fox.
Now, if you've just tuned in, Fev's lucky friend, Kai, who wins everything along with her husband. They literally win everything. They've won the lottery twice in a year. They won Fev a car at a poker night as recently as last week. They just keep winning everything. Melbourne Cup trifectas actually gave us tonight's winning Powerball numbers, and we're really confident. But we just had a quick issue we have to clear up, didn't we, Fev?
I just sent Kai a message saying 44 is not a Powerball number, and then she sent a message back going, bloody Pete, which is our husband, just want to throw a spanner in the works.
Oh,
so we've got her back on the line. Kai.
Yes.
44.
When I win, I don't normally know what I'm doing either.
So we're going to have to do a replacement.
We have to replace that number.
We've got to take 44 out because what does it go up to, Fev, the Powerball? It
goes up to like 35.
35.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So you've got to put 35 in there.
All right.
So all the other numbers are our birthday numbers, and then you've got to throw a high one in there.
Yeah.
So let's read the full revised 35. List now if you've got it in front of you. Otherwise, Fev will.
I've got it.
Okay, these are now the numbers. We're taking 44 out of her original because 44 will not come up because it doesn't go that high.
What are the numbers, Kai?
Go 47.
Yep.
8. 23. 25. 30. 35. And either a power hit or number 9.
Well, there we go. You've heard it first on the Fox.
We now have them. Thank you very much. Now, everyone go and get a ticket. And the Division 1 prize will be about $30. Thank you very much. The numbers are up. Also, on our Insta, if you missed that.
Bloody
Pete.
Fifi trying to throw a spanner.
He's a comedian, isn't he?
101.9 The Fox.
Byron, I took some footage yesterday, a couple of days ago, of a bit of a road rage where a car clipped a cyclist, and I straight away just got my phone out because I thought this would be great content.
Look at that.
And Leon Chergren, our executive producer, last year took some footage of a fire, put up on his Twitter, got taken down, got a DM from the news and said, we'll give you $200 if you give this footage to us. So we've got a caller, Sue from Blackburn, who has got some amazing footage.
What?
Of something that, and she wants to try bargain with us.
With us?
With us.
With us.
We've got no money.
We've given
it all away.
Yeah, we've got heaps of stuff. We can give away anything. All Sue from Blackburn, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, what do you possibly have that we would want?
So, my husband and I were staying out in the Yarra Valley on the weekend and sitting in our room. We were looking out over the paddock, and a magpie was swooping everyone that walked past, and it was quite hilarious to watch. So I got out the phone, and started filming, and the magpie came down swooped one guy in a group of people. He ran towards a woman who, for some reason, I'm not really sure why, launched herself backwards into a puddle.
So far, I think you want funniest home videos for this. So I think
exactly. Where's that show gone?
Well,
Then I think what happened after that was, in her terror, she's thrown the car keys. So there was quite a bit of searching around after that. So it was hilarious.
And Sue, it is magpie swooping season, and this is what we have for you.
Okay, great.
Swoop, there it is.
It is topical. I mean, so
well,
you're
it's
saying,
topical. We could sell this to the news. What do you want for it?
I would love two Carlib tickets because my daughter really wanted to go and I didn't
they're
get
hot tickets.
They're hot tickets.
I mean, that's a lot.
Can we see the footage first?
We've got Peter, Andre and
you
Jordan
can.
On the rooftop.
No, she wants to lead,
can
right?
See the footage first?
You can, yes.
All right. But then what happens if we don't like it?
Well, yeah, no, that is a problem, actually.
Okay. Because what, you'll take it to another show, Ross and John?
Maybe.
Okay.
We don't.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to make a decision, but how can you quickly see it? Or do you just want to trust her that it's good?
I laughed. Sue, I trust you. We're going to give you two Khalid tickets for your daughter.
Thank you. You won't be disappointed.
All right, you DM us that. And I can't wait to. Mate, anyone falling into a puddle when a magpie is swooping, that's funny.
But okay. Can I just say, Sue, just so you are ready, these boys are very hard to impress. I've tried to make them laugh before and it doesn't happen. So just be.
Evie, Sue doesn't care. She's already got the tickets.
There we go. Now, what we'll do in the meantime, Sue, send it through immediately to our web guy, Will, who will put it up on our Instagram. Now, will that go up on our Instagram story, Leon? Because we need to get mileage out of this. It's just cost us two Khalid tickets.
We're putting up as a normal post.
Oh, it's just an actual post.
Oh, post.
Wow. Oh, it's a premium.
Thank you very much, Sue.
Gee, thank you, Sue.
Have fun at the concert.
Okay, thank you for the tickets.
Also, I guess while we're at it,
she got two tickets.
Yes. While we're at it, if you've got something else you want to pitch us, and we might have some other stuff lying around, 13, 10, 6. If you've got any other footage that we could put
up, we've got heaps of cash
on our Instagram.
Peter,
one show in Australia.
Our boss Amanda.
Cash floating around.
I don't know if it'll be
Amanda,
cash.
Amanda, have we got much?
Okay, 13, 10, 60.
Amanda just said heaps of cash.
Yeah,
so if you've got some footage, we are in the market for some other content. Pitch us right now, 13, 10, 60.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Right now, Fev, look, this is innovative. We haven't done this before on the show, but look, people are getting lots of footage on their phones. They're often selling that footage to the news, 7 and 9 News. We're saying, hey, consider us. We've got an Instagram with nearly 100,000 followers at Fifi Fev Byron. And Fev, we're always looking for some good stuff. So why not?
Yeah, why not? We've got a whole lot of crap sitting there.
So we won't necessarily deal in cash because we just gave away 100 grand yesterday with the Secret Sound.
We're poor.
But we've got lots of goodies
in
there.
We want to give because we are the show that likes to give.
Okay.
Stacey from Altona, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
What have you got for us?
I've got an old family video of my grandmother, and she's there playing with my two cousins on one of those massive gym balls.
Oh, yes.
And she's bouncing them up and down, and everyone's having a turn, and then she's like, oh, it's Nan's turn. So she jumps up on this ball. She starts bouncing with her bum, and the ball gives way underneath her, and she slips straight off the side, falls on the floor, and she just slowly tries to get up, and she's quite a larger lady, and she's just laying on the floor, laughing and laughing, trying to get up, and the kids are all trying to help her.
It sounds strong.
She's going nowhere.
Okay, that's strong content. Now, our executive producer, Leon Shergren, is very much in control of the budgets here on the radio show.
I want to see it.
So we'll have a look at the video, but based on what you're hearing, Leon, what could we offer Stacey in return for use of that video?
Just quickly, Stacey, you said it's an old home
it's
video.
Not the Secret Sound.
No. But is it a VHS? I'm not buying a VHS off someone. We need
it. No, we've done it. We've put it on our older phones, but
perfect.
We have recorded it, and we've put it on Facebook quite a few times as well.
So what are we going to give it for?
All right, Stace, what about an R&B Fridays board game and a packet of Tilly bath bombs?
Oh, bath bombs are the best.
Is that a deal?
All right.
Hey! That's our first deal. Okay, so we'll move on to our next pitch. That is, we can now use that whenever we want, as many times as we want that video. Please send it through.
Lauren from St Kilda East, good morning.
Hi, team. How are you?
We're good. What have you got on footage that we'd want to buy off you?
I have a hilarious video that I
actually captured while I was travelling for work. I was in Brisbane and I was just on the way back to the hotel from dinner and I walked past the pub and there was a hen's party going on.
Already good.
And I thought, oh, here we go. The hen is about to hop up onto the bucking bull. And I took my phone out.
The what?
The bucking bull.
On the bucking bull.
Yep.
And she fell off the first move.
Okay, good. That's a hen falling off a bucking bull. No, we've got the pitch. Okay. That is the video. Leon, what can we offer Lauren for that premium content?
It's another falling down video, so we'll have another R&B Fridays board game. But how about two packets of Daryl Lee licorice as well?
Oh, beautiful.
Deal. Yeah. Deal. Okay, here we go.
Leon's never been more of an about on this show.
A real win-win for everyone here.
He's having a great time.
We've got another content pitch, Fev.
Zachy from Nazawaza. Good morning, mate.
How you going?
Not too bad. What have you got footage of?
Firstly, big fan of you guys.
Thank you.
Good, one good. Of my favourite footy players.
Oh, this is a great start.
It's a good start.
But I've got a video of my puppy. He's got a frisbee with a hole in the middle, and it got stuck around his neck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not stuck, but just got put over his neck. And he goes nuts trying to get it off, and he falls off his mat and on his back, and his paws are going up.
Good gear. Cute puppies, they rate well, don't they, Evie?
Oh, they always
puppies and babies,
well.
Bro.
Okay. And old people falling. This is great!
Leon, can we broker something?
Okay, Zach, animal videos do go very well, so I'm going to give you something really exclusive.
Oh, my God, you can't give Fifi's thing away.
Fifi Box's Commercial Radio Awards water bottle. It's limited edition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Titanium.
You can't get that if you can't get one of those, Zach, if you're not up for an Acura award.
Yeah,
so only
like
the people
radio
that are,
slogies, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, wow. Plus I'll throw in a Gillette shaving kit as well.
Deal?
Oh.
One more. Look, this is fantastic. And all of this content now, we'll just drip feed this whenever we want. We'll have all these videos to use however we want at Fifi Feb. Brian, one more pitch, guys, before we go.
Faye from Hoppers Crossing, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good. Pitch us your story.
Okay. My son, decided to go and hide into a manhole in the roof, and we all played the prank. So I went into the toilet, called my son, and I asked him, hey, can you get me some toilet paper? So as he went into the laundry to get the toilet paper, my son drops down a belt where it looks like a stick, and my son just didn't know where to punch, and he's quite a fluffy little boy. It was hilarious. It was really, really funny.
All right. Now, it's a bit of a grainy phone line. It was something to do with your son being hiding in a manhole.
The husband was in the manhole.
But the husband was in the manhole, was he?
No, my son was in the manhole.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, great. So for a son in a manhole, Leon, what can we do there?
Faye, can you guarantee it's a really funny video?
I'm telling you, people have watched it over and over, friends and family, and they're like, just try and get over this video. Like, that's how funny it is.
All right. Here's my offer.
He means business. Look at his face.
This book's a great read.
Maddie Silver's book, Sex Down Under. Taylor Swift's latest album. It's a collector's edition deluxe album.
Wow.
Lover. Okay. Plus a mission. Bobblehead of Western Bulldogs player Lockie Hunter.
Bobblehead.
Come on,
guys. And Amanda Rink. And Amanda Rink.
Give the mandarins away.
Close the deal.
Latest copy of OK Weekly and a Lassoplast sports armband as well.
Guys, I'm late for work.
Oh, wow.
We'll see you later. It's no deal.
No deal.
We've had a breakdown there.
My brother Jason just sent a message going, I've got footage of a lanky, fake tan, Gargamel looking bloke that missed a goal, the easiest goals in AFL history.
Yeah. That's not exclusive footage, Jason. A few others have that as well.
I've got some good footage of me trying to open those glitter cannons and I couldn't do it.
I think we've got the footage of the magpie up, Byron.
Yeah. The one that started it all, the original offer, we gave Sue two Khalid tickets in exchange for a great magpie swooping video. Now, that's just gone up. Can you have a look at it, Feb? Fifi, Feb, Byron, did we get ripped off or is it a good video? Have a look at it right now. He's looking at it at Fifi, Feb, Byron.
Is it good?
Worth it?
She fell straight into the puddle. It's very good.
Okay, that was worth it. So go check that out, Fifi, Feb, Byron.
Speaking of
what to check out, she is the queen of all media right now. You're on telly tonight, Evie. Tell us where we can see you.
Channel 10, 6 p.m., Celeb Name Game.
Good
Me
stuff.
And Scott Tweedy.
We'll be watching that one. Good stuff.
Go to our Insta page and watch that.
Fifi, Feb, Byron.
See you tomorrow. Fifi, Feb.